Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the youth coordinator for Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You always have something exciting to talk about. And today we've mentioned this word before, but we're going to talk some more about it because you have an event coming up, STEM. What does STEM stand for?
STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math.
And we should all be getting to know that because it's not just extension. It's not just youth. It's across the board in education for sure. So STEM, why are we talking about it today?
Well, we have a Celebrate STEM event coming up this Thursday night on May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's kind of an open house event. We're having different community businesses and members come in and put together a booth, some sort of hands-on activity for people to come in and kind of experience STEM and kind of see what they do in their job related to STEM, because really anything you could think of has some sort of science, technology, engineering, and math twist to it.
Yeah, I asked Beth earlier, I said, why all this information? Why all this emphasis on STEM? And I think of it as saying, oh, we just talk about science and math and to heck with everything else. But you cleared me up on that.
The great thing about STEM is it's related to absolutely anything. You know, we think about the music that we listen to. Well, that has math that's involved into it. We think about the cooking that we do. That has a lot of math and a lot of science based to it. You know, some of those reactions that happen when we cook. Also, like the arts, the mediums that we use to create those masterpieces have that science and technology related to them as well. The amazing thing that I've learned is technology just isn't those computers or tablets that we use. You know, it's a pen or a notebook or, you know, a telephone or things like that. That's technology, but it's just not the current technology that we think of.
Okay. And so, as you said, now it kind of covers the waterfront in terms of how we can get involved with it. And what about thinking skills?
Oh, definitely. STEM kind of provides us to think outside the box and use those critical thinking skills. My favorite thing about STEM is the hands-on portion of it. So I think, in my opinion, that helps me and helps the youth that we work with develop those critical thinking skills without even realizing that you're doing it. But you know, when you start a project and you reflect on it after, you're like, oh wow, I really did learn something from that and really did kind of think through that process.
Okay. So you mentioned that there are going to be several exhibits, activities, and so on. Can you give us a couple of examples of things that are going to be happening?
Yes, we're having the East Potawatomi Soil and Water Conservation Trailer. The Southwest Iowa STEM Hub will be there. Cass County Beef Producers will be there. Iowa Western Design Technology Program will also be there. And then quite a few more businesses and exhibits from Cass County and the surrounding areas will be here.
Talk about the STEM Hub.
So the STEM Hub is it's based out of Red Oak, and it basically covers all of Southwest Iowa. And they focus on STEM, whether it's in school or out of school, supporting those type of things. It's related to the Governor Branstad's STEM initiative, and that's how that is funded. And so it's basically implementing STEM into our everyday lives.
So they're coming to help you out, too. Have you seen any new projects, exhibits, I'm going to say, not just projects and exhibits that are related to STEM or growing out of STEM? Are you seeing any of those things that have changed at all?
Well, you know, I think it's great to see some of the programs that we do related to STEM after school. Some of those will be part, maybe a 4-H project in the summer, or will be related to a camp that we do. It just kind of gives that one extra inch to spark an idea to build things. One of the great things I love hearing from parents that, oh, well, my son or daughter did this activity, and then they went home and just, you know, completely built something or used their hands to work on something else related to that project because of an activity that we did related to STEM.
Okay, so that says to me you see young people being excited about this and maybe not planning that they're going to do this, but their enthusiasm just carries over.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And, you know, it's great when it's hands-on, when they can think about it and actually experience it rather than looking at a textbook.
Okay, yeah, thinking, now I got to sit down and think about how to think. No, you don't have to do that.
No, no.
And who should come to this event?
Anyone. It's open to any families, kindergarten through 12th grade, can come on out from 5 to 7 and discover the different booths. We'll have a passport that they go around and get stamped, and then there'll be a prize when they finish it. They finish that passport and turn it back in. So anyone is welcome to come, families from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay, when you're saying kindergarten, that just reminds me, I want to ask a bit about Clover Kids.
Yes, Clover Kids for kindergarten through third grade. And then in fourth grade is when they can start 4-H. So fourth grade to 12th grade is the regular 4-H program.
But tell us just a little bit about what's going on with Clover Kids.
Oh, lots of different things. We have quite a few clubs in the county, actually 9, and doing lots of different activities each month, doing some service projects throughout the communities, doing some science-related activities, and then county fairs coming up, so they're getting excited about that as well.
These are 9 Clover Kid groups?
Yep, 9 Clover Kid groups in Cass County.
Wow, that's growing quite a lot.
Yes, definitely. When I started in 2013, we had 3, and now we're up to 9. So it's always growing.
Okay. And you're talking about, now these are the kindergarten through third grades. You said they're doing community service projects.
Yes. One of our Clover Kid groups this spring donated to the Atlantic School Backpack Program. We also have some Clover Kid groups that are doing different activities for, like, donating to the food pantry and things like that. So quite a few different activities that our Clover Kids are getting involved in the community.
Are there any guidelines? Are there any parameters about what Clover Kids can do, or is that pretty much up to their leaders and the members?
There's some parameters, making sure that it's age appropriate. But really, a lot of it is, you know, as long as it's safe and fun for the group, then they can do those type of things. There are some parameters that are age appropriate, but not too many.
Okay. If somebody says, well, my child isn't involved with that, can they join anytime?
Yes, they can. Just contact the extension office and we will get them set up with the Clover Kids group. The 4-H year begins in September, but they can join at any time. So we're kind of nearing the end of that, the 4-H year, especially when we get into summer and county fair time, but they can join anytime throughout the year.
All right. And are there some county activities for Clover Kids?
We have some day camps that are coming up in June, and there are some activities that we do that are open to Clover Kids in the fall.
Okay. Let's mention a couple of those camps coming up, because I've sort of been hearing around the edges, it sounds like some interesting topics coming up.
Yes. We have on the docket for this year, our kindergarten through second grade camps are about dinosaurs, and our third through fifth grade camps are all about water, and our sixth through eighth grade camps are about conservation, and we're going to be doing some fishing, we're going to be doing some archery, wildlife, those type of things.
Sounds like there's some fun times coming up. And when we say camps, they're not really camping overnight, are they?
Oh, no, definitely not. They are one-day type of activities. The two-day, or the kindergarten through second grade camps are 2 days from 9 to noon, so it's a very short window, but it's a 2-day block. And then the third through fifth grade camp runs from 9 to 3 p.m., and the sixth through eighth grade camp runs from 8 to 5 p.m.
Okay. Now, I know families are really busy right now, but it's time to think about summer, and I'll just mention that if they haven't signed up for some of these activities, maybe it's time to be thinking about they want to do that and take a look at their summer schedules, because those get full really easily. Okay, so let's remind people, Beth, about this STEM festival.
Yes, the STEM festival is at the Cass County Community Center on May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's an open house event, so come on out. You can stay as long or as short as you would like.
All right. Come on out and see what's happening with STEM. We want to thank you very much, Beth Earlbeck, for visiting with us. And Beth, of course, is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Until next time, here's a thought. The rear view mirror is always clearer than the windshield.